whenever we hear about the musical tastes of our troops in Iraq, it almost always devolves to bands like Drowning Pool or Slayer, good old violent all-American heavy metal. But Sergeant Matt Lowy is not your average Marine. His MySpace page mentions Frank Sinatra and Cat Stevens, and a singer-songwriter named Jess Klein, whose music he happened to hear on the internet.
I just thought she had a really amazing voice and just seemed like real energetic and like she was enjoying herself in the recording process.
Matt particularly likes her song Bombs Are Falling, which isn't literally about bombs falling. It has more to do with the confusion that people felt after September 11th. A few months ago, Matt Lowy posted a message about the song to Jess Klein's own MySpace page. If you knew,
why would you? Ms. Klein, I just wanted to share something. I was listening to my iPod, and Bombs Are Falling was playing. Five rockets were shot off from the highway, one of which landed about 25 yards away from where I was. Anyway, I'm a big fan of your work.
He wanted to let me know that that coincidence had happened and to just reach out to me and say hello.
So you were giving me a warning, I just didn't listen. Sergeant Matt Lowy, United States Marine Corps. Bombs are falling, baby.
Bombs are falling. So I wrote him back and told him how happy I was that he was okay and told him I'd love to hear more about what his life was like. And he wrote back really shocked that I had responded at all.
I just felt really nice that somebody taking time out of her schedule.
Anyway, we sort of struck up a conversation.
There wasn't really a hard stance on her viewing of the war. I'm just a big believer in you shouldn't make people feel bad or decide decisions on friendships off of someone's views. I think no one person is one certain thing. So I'm not just a Marine. She's not just an amazing singer-songwriter.
In one of the first emails he wrote, he said to me, being out here, you really start to understand what matters in life, and material things are nice, but they're really not that necessary. And what's more important to me is the men and women that I work with. And I was just finishing an album and, you know, getting ready to release it. And it felt like a big risk for me to take to make the album. And being able to talk to someone who was in a much more immediate struggle was so helpful to me because it made my troubles seem at once very minor. And at the same time, I started to understand what the worth of my struggle was. You know, here was someone I'd never met telling me that my music was helping him get through a really difficult situation. He came home to the D.C. area in September, and I knew he was planning on coming to a show of mine.
We just decided to meet up at the zoo. She hadn't seen the new baby panda bear.
And then I started to worry that maybe this had all been a bad trick and that, you know, he was just some middle-aged guy from New Jersey who had, like, dragged up these pictures of a Marine. I really had those fears, like, right up until the minute I saw him and he looked like his picture. There's just this guy, you know, with a baseball cap on who looked like he was really in shape. And, like, I thought, that must be Matt.
It was just a really nice meeting. The awkwardness that I expected really subsided within 5 or 10 minutes.
Over the summer, I wrote a song about what I had been learning through our conversations. In our time at war, boundaries and borders blur. The song was called Wherever the Chips May Fall, and it was just about feeling like this is really the most important thing in life, is to be able to realize the value of another human being, whether or not you would ever be in the position that they've chosen to be in, that you would find a way to be there for them.
I mean, something like that's never happened to me before.
And he said, no one's ever written a song about me before. Wherever the chips may fall, wherever the chips may fall, I would heed your call.
I would heed your call.
And Matt would wherever often say in his emails that he really admired me for doing the work that I do. But in a way, he really did something for me and my work, which was to sort of be a supportive yet objective friend when I really needed it. So I think it's his gift.
Wherever the chips may fall, wherever the chips may fall.
Jess Klein's Wherever the Chips May Fall hasn't been released on an album yet. You can listen to the song, the whole thing, at studio360.org. Jesse Dukes produced our story.
We can help who we love. Send it on to above.
I'm Kurt Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to Studio 360 today. I hope you'll join us again for next week's show. Studio 360 is produced by WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
David Krasnow,
Vital Malad,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Rob Weisberg,
Sarah Lilly,
Eric Malinsky,
Owen Agnew,
Blythe Sheldon,
Adam Walton,
Lori Ann Agnesi,
Brendan Baker.
And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, supporting CARE in its efforts to alleviate global poverty, on the web at CARE.org, the Horace W. Goldsmith Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. Our story on the music of the brain was made possible by the Dana Alliance for Brain Initiatives. More information at dana.org. Studio 360's series on creativity and science is supported in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Studio 360's series on underground heroes is supported in part by the New York State Music Fund, established by the New York State Attorney General at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors.
PRI, Public Radio International.